This is Ocean Gazing. It's the podcast where any age is the perfect age to ask questions about the ocean. I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro.
Go all intelligent people, including Albert Einstein and Isaac Newton. I love science.
Bobby Zika is one of about 160 elementary schoolers from all over New Jersey who participated in Rutgers University Ocean Day in mid-April. It was the culmination of a year-long program where students learned about ocean science, and this particular day was a celebration that showcased their projects. And in this episode, we'll hear from the kids about what that was like and what they learned. Stay tuned. Before getting to the kids, you need some background.
How about Happy Ocean Day?
That's Janice McDonald. She's the Science, Engineering, and Technology 4-H agent at Rutgers, and she helped coordinate a lot of this program.
So what happened, the flow of this is that the teachers, there were about 8 of them, came out in the summer.
They received a week of training.
Professional development, and then they went back in the fall, and they started working with their students on a specific science project.
A particular project about fish climate, weather.
And water quality, that's right. That was the last one I'm thinking. And what they were able to do is study that all year long using our curriculum to help them implement their work in the classroom.
The kids got to do a scientific investigation. They got to do a research project, and they were scientists for the year. They worked in teams to collaborate together. They found resources and applied those to understand their project better.
And then their job here today was to come and bring their projects and to teach other kids what they did in their schools and what they've learned.
Okay, so let's move on to the kids. All right, to get started, can you tell me your first and last names?
Monet Hare.
Shakira McLean.
Kelsey Johnson.
Jared Pincus.
Julia Kane.
Hunter Narozniak.
Melanie Dowling.
And Robin Heimel.
Nicolette Horhan.
My name is Bobby Zika.
Alexis Pinzon.
John Joseph Cavallone.
Michael Barbagallo.
I'm Abigail Ann Stokes.
What school are you from?
South Main Street School, Pleasantville, New Jersey.
Oxford Central School in Oxford, New Jersey.
I go to Greenbrook Middle School, and the city is Greenbrook.
I go to Joseph T. Donahue School in Barnegat, New Jersey.
William M. Dumphy School.
We both go to Lincoln School in Kearney.
So tell me about what you've learned about the ocean this year.
I learned that wetlands are being damaged and wrecked to make parking lots and that we need to work hard to save them.
I learned that the ocean is a precious natural resource.
There's so many creatures that live there.
I found out the cold water actually would sink to the bottom and the warm water would rise up. I never knew that before. I just thought the ocean was all the same temperature.
When a cold front and a hot front meet, it comes a tornado alley. It can make a tornado, a snowstorm.
And tell me about the project that you've been working on this year.
We described many different creatures in a certain habitat, and we just made them into a little booklet. We did the orange puffball sponge and the bat star.
And we did weather topics. And our topics that we had were hurricanes, tornadoes, nor'easters, and El Nino.
We worked on testing water. Specifically, my group was called coliform bacteria. It's the amount of sewage contamination in water.
Our main project was doing a play about the ocean.
I played an ocean water drop. And then at the end, there was another ocean water drop, and we were sort of telling how we went to all different places during the water cycle, and then we ended up back in the ocean and started all over again.
So I understand that you've kind of been kind of like scientists this year. So can you tell me about that? What was that like?
It was nice because I didn't know science could be this much fun.
I never really learned something that hard before, and it made me feel really good about myself.
I always thought science was boring, but it's not. The only thing I like better than science might be gym. I mean, who doesn't like gym? But I like science a lot because there's a lot of experiments, and with all the other classes, you really don't do experiments.
It was really cool being actually known as, like, a scientist. You don't have to be, like, famous to be, like, a really good scientist. Like, if you learned about something that you're really good at, you may just be a scientist about that.
You know, one part of being a scientist is working with others and, you know, mm-hmm. kind of working on it, working in a team. So I'm wondering what you think about that. Like, is that something that's easy to do or hard to do, or did you like it? Is it challenging?
It was a lot better to work in groups where we could all take posts. Somebody could look up the information, the other could write it down.
I like to be in a group too, but I just don't like all that drama. Because girls don't like the same thing that boys like, and boys don't like the same thing girls like. So it's better to work by yourself to get your own creative thing instead of putting everybody's thing in it, which you don't like.
Well, I disagree with her. You're doing one thing and you have like a whole bunch of things to do in only a short amount of time. So you need another person to help you.
Well, for my group, we all usually did get along because we're all friends, but if we didn't do it right, like we would get angry and everybody would argue about what were we going to do first.
Sometimes like you wanted something and they wanted something else, so you had to try to like find something in the middle.
So if you had to a recommendation to give to science teachers about how they should teach science, what would you tell them?
I would say that you should let students figure things out on their own sometimes rather than just giving them the information.
Make the student feel like he's actually a scientist. Because when people read out a book, it's less exciting. It makes them not want to like take the test. Makes them feel bored.
I would challenge the students, and if they get stuck, or I would come and help them a little bit to see if they would actually get it right. And if they did, it would be really great.
I'd tell them to be more hands-on and more like one-on-one attention to their students.
Give more projects to your students. Lots and lots of them.
Exactly. It's awesome when you do the projects. It makes it way easier to remember.
I'd probably tell them, you know, get your kids more involved in stuff, because you never know. They may have stuff that you don't know. Like my teacher always says, like, we can surprise her with stuff. She can surprise us with stuff.
What are you interested in doing? I mean, it's cliche to say when you grow up. Yeah, when you grow up. But, you know, like, I don't know. What are you interested in becoming?
To be a hair designer.
To be a singer.
Honestly, I'm interested in becoming an NFL player.
Well, I have come up with a short list of things I've already wanted to do for careers, but if all of them fail, I guess I could go into the world of science.
What's on your short list?
Being in a band, an author, and a roller coaster builder.
I would like to be an author or a singer or an actor. Or if all of them fail, I would really like to be a marine biologist.
I actually want to be a singer because I like to sing. Oh, but if that didn't work out, yeah, I'd like to be a scientist. I think more like an archaeologist, though, because that's pretty cool.
I'm going to try to be a well-known engineer or someone who has to build things.
Do you sing?
Yeah, people, they say good things about my singing. In fact, the other day, Abigail and I did a concert. We were doing solos, spring concert for our school.
Scat.
Dooba-dooba-dooba-da.
Would you mind doing a little into the mic?
Sure, I guess. My solo kind of went like this. Do-ba-do-ba-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da. Do-ba-do-ba-do-do-da-do-da-do-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-do-bop. And then Bobby goes like this.
Do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba. Do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba. Do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-ba-do-ba.
From the song Accentuate the Positive.
This scat singing was our last Sonic Stumper, and the phrase Accentuate the Positive, it seems to be a good motto for Rutgers Ocean Day. There were so many kids, and they were just bubbling over with excitement about the ocean. They were so thrilled to have had the chance to do science, and they loved celebrating it. Janice McDonald, she heard the same thing when she talked to the kids that day.
They all seemed to really respect and love what their teachers did for them, and they seemed to really appreciate being here. For many of the kids, this was their first time on a college campus. And that's another big part of it is, you know, every time they come here, they might feel a little bit more comfortable being on a college campus and picturing themselves here as an undergraduate and as particularly as a scientist.
You got the accent, your way to positive, eliminate the negative. That's on to the affirmative. No best and mister in between.
Here's the new Sonic Stumper.
Protostadium reticulatum.
what type of creatures are being listed here. Visit our website, oceangazing.org, to submit your answer and to hear about a special costume that one of the New Jersey schools wore on Ocean Day. We've also got some pictures showing all of that excitement. Thanks to Saj Lichtenwalner and Carrie Ferraro. Ocean Gazing receives funding from the National Science Foundation, and this podcast is a product of COSI.